At 6:30, it is clear, 45 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb says he cannot support Governor Fallon's plan to increase taxes. Lamb yesterday resigned as a member of the governor's cabinet. The
governor, quite frankly, deserves to have somebody on her cabinet who will be an advocate for her agenda and her tax proposals, and that's something, quite frankly, I'm just not willing to do.
Lamb says rather than increase taxes, the governor should take a look at tax credits and loopholes as a way to solve the state's budget crisis. Also at the state capitol, the Oklahoma House approves the Real ID measure. It'll cost you more to get one of the federally mandated IDs.
It will cost $5 more to have a license. Now, anybody in Oklahoma 65 and older does not have to pay to get a license renewed. That'll stay the same.
That is House sponsor Leslie Tuttle. The vote yesterday was 78 to 18. Without one of the new IDs, you will not be allowed on military bases, inside a federal courthouse, or a passenger jet without showing a passport. The measure next heads to the state Senate. It appears residents of State House District 75 in Tulsa will go without representation in this legislative session. A governor has set a special election for July 11th to fill the seat vacated by the resignation of Dan Kirby. The filing period is later this month. A special meeting of the Tulsa City Council is set for Tuesday morning. The council will consider abandoning a portion of Helmrich Park at 71st and Riverside. That would clear the way for an REI sporting goods store at that intersection. The plan is expected to be opposed by those wanting to keep the park as is. A day without immigrants has a unique impact on Tulsa's community health connection. It serves primarily the Latino population and is staffed by people from that same population. CEO Jim McCarthy says the staff wanted to take part in yesterday's protest, but at the same time did not want to impact patients.
We have about 20 employees who are not here today, and the other employees are doing double duty.
McCarthy supports the staff's action. Those not working were taking a personal day. The district attorney's office is seeking contempt of court charges against Shannon Kepler. The former Tulsa police officer testified at his own murder trial and mentioned a gun, which the judge had ruled inadmissible. Kepler is charged with killing his daughter's boyfriend. The first trial ended with a hung jury. Wildfires keep firefighters busy near Tulalla and Rogers County. About 700 acres burned yesterday near Highway 169. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, a high today of 73, clear and comfortable tonight, 50 for an overnight low. Now clear and 45. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.